WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Severe bleeding is the primary cause of preventable fatalities in trauma patients, and a relatively new program in Fayette and surrounding counties is looking at how pre-hospital blood transfusions can save lives. Dr. Andrew Bernard is the Paul A. Kearney, MD, Endowed Chair in Trauma Surgery at the University of Kentucky. Andrew, thank you very much for chatting with me. It is great to talk with you again. And we had talked a little bit offline about a program that started somewhat recently of emergency medical services in Fayette and surrounding counties using whole blood out in the field as opposed to waiting to get into the hospital. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
No, this is really exciting. We're a year into this, Greg. Basically taking a treatment that used to only be available in the hospital, the administration of whole blood, and taking it out into the field on ambulances, which makes sense really, to put it as close to the point of bleeding as possible. You know, we learned this from the military. We learned the value of whole blood administration from Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. Whole blood meaning all of the key components of the blood, the red blood cells that carry the oxygen and the plasma and platelets that clot the blood. Normally they're separated into different parts and we give them individually, but this is whole, just like it comes out of the donor, given right at the scene of injury or bleeding. It's almost miraculous.
It is something that, as a clinical pathologist, in addition to being a forensic pathologist, I had never heard of until you and I had talked about it and you gave me this historical perspective. Is the University of Kentucky the only civilian organization doing this, or are there other institutions around the country that are also working on this?
Yeah, the great news is that whole blood, pre-hospital whole blood programs are sprouting up across the United States. The origin was in San Antonio. A group of military, primarily surgeons, had come back from Iraq and Afghanistan and been doing it there and asked a simple question, why can't we do it here? And you know, sometimes our instinct when we come up with what seems like a harebrained idea says, oh, we can't do that. But somebody followed up with the question, why not? And then you start tackling the challenges of doing something like this, and San Antonio made it happen, and then they set the example. So it's happening all over the country. There's a whole blood program in Louisville, there's a whole blood program in Lexington, and the surrounding counties, Scott, Madison, and Jessamine for now. So it's growing. But there's still so many rural areas where there isn't access to this sort of treatment. So that's the next frontier.
And that's something that I'm assuming that once this program becomes fully established, that's something that we would be looking at just because we are a rural state.
Now, Kentucky has this wonderful, wild part, right? We love to go hiking in the gorge, and we love the eastern mountains, and we love our farms. But if you're injured or bleeding in a place like that, then your life can be at risk. So we know that rurality is associated with mortality, unfortunately. The more rural you are when you're injured, the more likely you are to die from your injuries. So the rural areas are the next frontier in injury care and other types of time-sensitive medical care, right? Like heart attacks and strokes and that kind of thing.
And this use of whole blood, what we're talking about, I would think, on a physiologic level is we're really trying to keep those patients oxygenated, fully oxygenated, that something that using traditional IVs out in the field of crystalloid, like sugar and salt solutions and water, just couldn't do.
Yeah, I know you have, I know on your program you've talked about the Stop the Bleed program, where we're teaching everybody, lay people, how to stop bleeding, apply tourniquets, and we're teaching these courses about the importance of stopping bleeding. Because if somebody dies from injury and it was preventable, it was probably preventable because they bled to death. So it's important that we teach everybody how to stop bleeding the way we used to teach everybody how to do CPR. The special thing about whole blood is that it stops bleeding. So it's the components of the blood that clot the blood that are probably even more important than the red blood cells that carry oxygen. Because the most important treatment for hemorrhage is to stop the hemorrhage. And whole blood does that. And even if you're in Fayette County, 20 minutes, 30 minutes even of transport time from parts of the county could make the difference in survival. We have the whole blood ready when you get to the trauma center, but why wait until you get to the trauma center? Why not give it right there where the bleeding is happening in those first minutes? And that's what the results would suggest. We look at our data every single month. We look at our whole blood cases from Lexington and the metro area. We see almost every patient survive to the hospital. Almost every patient has improvement in their vital signs. We've seen no complications. It really is amazing seeing what happens when folks get whole blood in the field when they're actively bleeding. They arrive at the hospital already improved without ever entering the hospital doors.
This is such exciting news, Andrew. Is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about this program before we part?
I think the most important thing for folks to know is that this doesn't happen without really talented, committed EMS providers who are willing to go to the next level, right? This is next level emergency care. It takes a lot of training, a lot of caution, a lot of rigor for a paramedic to do something that normally only hospital providers and nurses would do. So kudos to the EMS agencies and providers who've taken this on. And as always, we don't have blood transfusions if we don't have blood donors. So we need blood donors always, particularly in the summer. So go to KBC. It's your local blood bank. Think of KBC like you think of the farmer's market. It's local. It's local blood from local people given to local people. Go donate blood.
My thanks today to Dr. Andrew Bernard, professor of surgery at the University of Kentucky, for talking with us about pre-hospital blood transfusions saving lives. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.